The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Off we go. It's almost over, for crying out loud. Fasho, Jeremy's back. Nice job on that. I saw the truck pulling. That's full up.
Yeah, both of them.
Drinking team came through.
Yeah, they did. Two carts full.
Yeah, so, that easy drinking team is really loading up. So we
Scotty Karate. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Scotty Karate and the Arizona. Is it called the Arizona Drinking Team?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
I'm a member, apparently.
And so am I.
Yes.
There's like 12.
I was just initiated.
Congrats. Yeah. What did they jump you in with?
12-pack of beer.
Beautiful. That's easy.
I just checked out the membership, and the Love Wolf is also a member of it.
All right. I'm resigning, then. I'm resigning,
I
then.
Want to meet all right. I resigned my spot.
Sorry, baby. I got a meeting with the drinking team. What do you mean I can't go? Love Wolf's got to breathe.
Love Wolf. So stupid.
Please.
What is this? I missed.
Yeah, you missed the email. It was a guy emailed me some questions about his engagement, and then he signed it the Love Wolf.
Well, there's your answer.
That's exactly what he didn't even get the email, and he knows. Anyway, what are you going to do? Before we get into the entertainment drill, what am I not understanding about the McAfee virus guy killing himself being such a big deal?
He was crazy.
Tax evasion. But there's got to be something else. Was he associated with Epstein? And
no, I think everybody's
he was associated with stuff like that. Like when he was like in whatever those islands that he was in for a while, his thing was getting the local women to sit in a hammock above him and
pee?
No, poop? Other one. Yeah,
they were pooping on him.
Yep.
Why is that? Why? What do we care about he dying in a prison for then?
Because he's just a psycho.
Well, they're thinking it's Epstein-type suicide, quote-unquote, now.
Because he got a tattoo, 2 or 3 years ago?
That said, they live forever.
That said, they're coming for me. It'll be death by suicide.
Oh, really?
And he said, this is what's going to happen, so-and-so. I'm getting it done.
So he tattooed something to his arm.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was going to get murdered. I don't know. I've never heard of
that. He said it'll be murder by suicide.
He's crazy, basically. Like,
okay.
The dude
I don't know
off
who he
the
is,
deep end.
But it's everywhere. And I don't understand.
And he was in for 10 years, and they finally extradited him.
Yeah, and he like ran an island, had a bunch of guns.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
And I just kept seeing it's like suspicious this and that from the McAfee virus guy. I'm like, is that?
And he was running for president last time around. Well, trying to. Yeah.
No kidding?
Yeah.
How have I not heard of this guy at all?
I don't know.
Was he wearing a Phoenix Suns jersey, too?
He's in a that
Suns and four.
Jackass. Jerk.
He's got that tattooed on him.
And I think the reason I have that whole Suns thing, somebody goes, what about Guy Fieri? I'm like, that's it. And then another guy emailed and said, look, we have to let these people in. You have to allow the doors to open after so many years of – but what we have to hold them to the fire on is when they leave again.
But that's what they do in this town.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. Well, not this town. I don't care about that. And I'm with you. I totally agree that that would be me as well. But if like Guy Fieri showed up in his Warriors jersey a couple years ago, his Heat jersey last year, this year he's in a Suns jersey. You got the same thing going on with Drake and Jonah Hill. We hold their feet to the fire and don't give them the credibility if they start bouncing. Like if all of a sudden they're at the Bucks game and they're waving a Bucks towel and they got that on too, you're like,
the
all right.
Pandering. You don't
yeah,
like the
I don't
pandering.
Want. I don't want any of that.
You gotta be like Spike Lee, even though that team is god awful. He's never left.
Yeah, that's makes me admire him. It's tough. It's weird. Suns tonight. ESPN. People ask me what's it on? ESPN. Channel 206 on your DirecTV.
Google
33 on.
Go ahead and just Google
on cable or
Phoenix Suns.
Or yeah, what? Hey Siri, what time and what channel is the game on tonight? But it's ESPN. I'll tell you. That's old school radio. We'll let you know all that stuff. Brady, it's time now for you to entertain us your way and your way only. We call this the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And, you know, we've talked about the Suns. Suns and four guy was somebody who defended himself And that was actually a great message he had when they interviewed him. He said, look, I don't want to beat everybody up. That's not my goal. But that dude took a swing at me, and I'm going to stand up for myself. And that's basically what you're taught at React Defense. Like, don't go out there looking for fights. Just be prepared if one comes your way and know what to do if somebody decides to have bad intentions for you. And you start learning little things that can keep you out of situations like that. But when those situations attack you, you have to know what to do. It's an amazing process, and you got to check it out. You're going to get in good shape doing it. The gym's boring. Trust me. Everybody knows. You're going to quit that in a couple weeks. Challenge yourself. Do something new. Do something that makes you adrenalized. And head on out to ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, they got you surrounded. Now what you going to do? ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Britney Spears asked the court to end her conservatorship yesterday. It took about 20 minutes, her statement. And she says she's been living 13 years of pure hell.
Yeah.
Because her dad, Jamie Spears, has been running her, running the show, all the way to the point where Britney mentioned, she said, I told the judge, I'm not able to get married or have a baby.
Yeah.
I have an IUD inside of myself right now.
God, talk more about
by instruction.
That. That's sexy.
Yeah, let's go into deeper detail.
Let's go. Let's talk about your vagina.
I wanted to take it out. Because I want to have another baby.
Oh, can't she do does. It. She wants to take it out.
Don't take it. Look, first off, Brittany, you don't want another baby. You're almost 40. The recovery time is terrible.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, you won't bounce back like the last one.
No.
And I'm not sure if, you know, that would be a good one to go off. But everything she does, every move, everything has been completely.
And that's crazy because you look at the laws that were in place back in the day when Mickey Rooney changed the game as far as, like, parents stealing from you. And then Gary Coleman. And was it Drew Barrymore? And all they all had these things where their parents took their money.
They had to be emancipated. And like they have 15, to, 16 to be able to
divorce their parents. Tons of that stuff. And it's weird that Britney, as an adult woman, can't just go to a psychiatric evaluation and say, this conservatorship is over.
There's something weird there. There's something
and that's
off.
What I think is going on. I think without us knowing it, Jamie Spears is like, don't give her this. He's doing a good job. She's living a nice life. Yeah,
but I think he, because when she got famous, she was still a teenager, so he didn't want that gravy train to stop for himself. So the first thing you do is make sure that you're in control no matter what.
She's told when she can perform.
But there is,
like, she doesn't want to. You don't have a choice. You're doing this.
But with those laws in place that were from all the other lawsuits of Mickey Rooney and all that other stuff, you can't keep that up.
Right, and that's what the interesting part of it is.
To counter what you said, the whole law is placed in there. I sound like Harvey Levin now on TMZ, is placed there to make it so parents can't keep the gravy train going. It's not their decision to do it. And that's and Gary Coleman had that thing and all those other, Todd Bridges, all those child actors from way back fought so this couldn't happen. So I think Brett's right. I think there's something more that like a doctor's like, we don't want to say she's crazy in public, but we cannot allow her to have this. So it keeps going back to court and the court keeps deciding, nope.
Someone else will get it. Then, yeah, if that's
something
the case,
is
then,
going
like
to happen.
New boyfriend,
right? And maybe the dad's not on the up and up.
Yeah,
but this whole Britney conservatorship thing is—it's
weird.
Is not.
There's way more to it than we know.
If all the judges and stuff keep coming back with nope, it stays. There's something we're not seeing, and it's probably her PR team saying whatever, keep going. But if it comes back that she's nuts, don't say so out loud because she's still got to sell tickets in Vegas. And I love the quote she had just, I feel like a slave, because I can't read that and not go, slave for you.
Yeah. That's a perfect transition into the first number of her new residency.
Show the clip of her in the courtroom saying, I feel like a slave. Ooh, and then the smoke starts.
My life is so toxic.
Worst dancer I've ever seen. That would be awesome.
My toxic life slipping under.
Worst dancer I've ever seen in my life. And I dance better than Britney Spears.
She's that bad?
She was horrible.
No kidding.
It looked like somebody with a bad back that they just said, all right, get out of your wheelchair and do your numbers. She just runs forward and runs back and then does like a little hand thing and then runs forward and
those
runs
back. Those are the steps that her dad allows her to do.
She's, right.
She wants to do
maybe
more,
that's true.
He's like the dad in Footloose. You can't get too crazy.
She has terrible, noticeable hair weave and an amazing ass. So you'll tolerate the fact that she cannot dance at all. And that show was fun for 5 songs, and then every straight guy sat down. And it was all the gay guys and the girls were having the time of their life. Every straight guy, it was like you noticed heterosexuality taking a seat after about 5 songs. Like, well, I've looked at that ass as much as I'm going to look at it. Nothing more is going to happen. It's like when you want to leave the strip club. None of these chicks are going to f*** me, so I might as well, I'm just going to sit down.
I don't know if you saw this, but California just put a list of 500 famous people, celebrities, that owe tax money. Or owe, there's a list of 500.
The state?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
500?
Yeah.
Don't we all owe taxes?
Well, that haven't paid. Oh. That are, you know, like.
They're all the Wesley Snipes type
big
guys.
Ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Courtney Love, Terrence Howard, Michael Madsen, Steven Seagal were among California's biggest
None of
taxes.
Those names surprise me.
No. Are there any surprising
Terrence,
names on the
Terrence
list?
Howard has he's got about some money. 3 or 4 years, and it got up to a $1.1 million one year, $295,000. Courtney Love paid, finally settled at $568,000.
She's a lunatic anyway.
She's bananas. She needs a conservatorship.
Seagal wasn't that big, but they're thinking, I mean.
Yeah, he's that big.
Recently, well, it was $200,000, which was pretty large, but he also put this house up for sale. I think that's to
probably
settle.
Counter that a little.
And he can finally live his life in peace in Russia.
Good. That's Putin's boy. All right.
Metallica released their original 1990 demo of Enter Sandman minus vocals.
Cool.
Yeah. Kind of curious to hear that.
It's a karaoke song.
Yeah.
You can hear that anytime you want to go over the grapevine in Scottsdale, Brady.
It might have a little. It might be a little better. With Metallica really
or not.
Doing it.
What if it's worse?
What if it isn't?
They added vocals for a reason.
What if Roy over there at the Grapevine does a better job?
The last little thing is Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg will do recaps of the Tokyo Olympics on the Peacock. I kind of want to see that.
Yeah. I like Snoop Dogg explaining things to me.
I like him doing sporting events, I have to say. It's filthy.
The best one is the Prairie Dog video. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Hilarious. All right. That'll be interesting, too. By the way, Josh from Action Ride Shop texted over. He's got these bike shirts with Suns logos on them. They're outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And he even said, going back to the conversation, he said, I've had these up for 2 or 3 years now. Nobody cared at all. He goes, now I can't keep them on the shelves. So you got to go to their website and check them out because he gave me one, and it's neat. It's throwback old Barkley-style Suns jersey, but instead of the sun, it's a sprocket. What?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you're giggling about it. I have something hanging on my nose. But it's kind of a neat thing. And so
I found the demo.
Yeah, you're not going to get them. You found the demo. Oh, you found the Metallica one? All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Grapevine. Gary, it's your turn. Gary, is Gary in the audience?
Skip it.
Gary?
I'm Gary.
Next up, the Love Wolf.
Here you go, Gary.
Paul Marshall.
I want to be called Love Wolf, if you don't mind.
This is for my lady.
This is for my betrothed, my enfiance. I love you, baby. I wake up with a boner, and I call him the Sandman. Oh, Love Wolf Sandman.
He's going to put you to sleep.
This is terrible.
This is exactly how my band sounded in the garage.
Where's Sam, the Metallica fan, when we need him?
Yeah, no kidding. Call him in out of his office.
He knows all the lyrics.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son. To include everyone.
They sent it to Lars' dad, so he wrote the lyrics.
Delete. All right. You can play along with that at home.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
It's the same song. I mean, it's not much to hear.
With one eye open.
All right, thank you, Gary. Next.
I'll do it in the style of Bruce Dickinson from...
Oh, God.
Iron Man.
All right, yeah, we could have fun with that, like Pearl Jam doing it and all sorts. Elton John. I'll just sing them all, Metallica. We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Tonight, Brett, 5 to 7 EOS out there in Gilbert on where?
Higley and Pecos.
Higley and Pecos. Go say hi to Bert, 5 to 7. He's got all sorts of cool stuff for you. Thanks to Jeremy and all the Operation Hydration stuff. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Be nice to Larry. See ya.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.